Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yo, my peeps. Welcome to this episode of the Flats and Shanks podcast. He won't help you, by the way, if you're asking for help. No one can save you.
No.
Apart from maybe 10 mil. I'd be right then. All the cases will go away. And
oh God, that saved me.
Yeah, you'll be all right. You're through it.
It's not the cases, mate. I can deal with the cases. It's feeling like, will I ever be able to retire? And everyone's like, oh, retire from what? You're reliving the dream? No. You know, there are times where I'm quite chilled, like now, and there are times when it's pretty brutal, which is good fun, but hard.
Well, you should have thought about that before you put Sade on and opened a bottle of red with your missus, shouldn't you?
I know.
Well, the Backstreet Boys, I know you, that used to be your favourite.
Neil Young, actually. Backstreet Boys.
Remember, didn't you used to say, oh, go on, babe, put the boys on.
No, it didn't.
Everybody.
Oh God, I didn't like them even when everyone liked them. I was Oasis, not Blur. I was never Blur, never ever Blur. I don't know how you could be Blur over Oasis. I never understood that.
I'm with you.
Oasis, greatest band of all time, mate. Up there with Guns N' Roses, sure.
Yeah.
But Blur, I mean, full respect, but sorry.
They had a good run. They did have a good run, but there's not as many classics with Blur, is there?
Of course there ain't. Mm. And it's almost like it's novelty. Oh, he lives in a house, a very big house in the country. And it's good, but Oasis is like epic.
Mm.
Imagine a concert, you know, off your nut, concert.
I'd rather not be.
Smashing out classics.
I'd rather be just a couple of beers in.
That's what I meant. That's off your nut to me. So then... But Blur is like, I don't think you're not in, doesn't take you away, does it? It doesn't take you to a special place like Oasis does.
Nope. I'm going to see, I've got a load of concerts I'm actually going to see coming up.
What?
I'm going to take the kids to see Harry Styles.
Okay.
They all want to go and see that, so we're going to see
that. I love Harry Styles.
Even my four-year-old, he's coming.
Love him, that'll be great. Yeah.
Going with Ian Cole Wilkins, Chunk. To his friends.
Don't know, mate. No one knows him.
He's Budgie's boss.
Right, I mean...
Yeah.
He's a man.
Yeah, loves CrossFit.
Yeah, okay. Fine.
And cold baths after.
Oh, God.
Yeah, exactly. And train as a couple, him and his wife. So,
oh, yeah. God.
Yeah, but people who train together, stay together.
Train together, strain together.
Mm. Then I've got...
No interest in that.
Then I've got Coldplay with... Lewis Smith, LT Scaffold.
Now listen, Tom, we'll do these one at a time. Coldplay, obviously massively popular and successful. People love to hate Coldplay. Love to hate them.
Like me
and
you.
People are proud of how much they hate them. But why? They're amazing.
Don't know. I'm going to charge my phone so I'm on 100% battery so I can get my torch out. I know that for a fact.
That's fact. Yeah, Coldplay, that'll be good.
Dave Allison, Goulash to his friends, New Broad Street Motors. His birthday's coming up. We're going to see Michael Bublé.
Oh God, I thought that was an artist. I was like, Dave Allison, who's that?
Sounds like one.
Dave Allison and the Dragons or something. You're going to see who?
Dave Allison and the Goulash.
That's the Goulash, that's what I was thinking. Goulash, I thought, what?
It's his birthday. We're going to Motor Point to watch Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé. I mean, that is...
The only issue is Sweeney's coming, so we'll all have to get a bin liner, just in case.
Why?
Well, he likes to drink hard, spill his drinks, and also somewhere for him to be sick.
Don't you call it... Is it Kerry Sweeney you call Bushead?
Truckhead.
Truckhead. You don't want to sit behind him, would you?
Nope. He's the one that famously got lifted over a KFC counter in a Spanish island. It was like a YouTube internet sensation.
It was very funny, actually.
What else? The Stereophonics, Jamie Roberts' testimonial. That's in London.
Yeah.
So I'm a proper music mogul these days.
God, you are. You're a live gigger. You're a gighead. You're a gighead. You're a dick. You're a dickhead.
And I forgot, Roger Harry, Manny Pacquiao. He is taking. He's asked if I want to go see Madonna.
Wow.
I realise I'm getting invited a lot by people, but I'm just a great bloke. Just people want to be around me, a bit like Ron Burgundy.
But you will probably, in the next 6 to 9 months, invite lots of people to concerts as to return the favour, won't you?
No, I take them out for lunch. We do long lunches, and it's on me. But I'm worried about Madonna. She might play some of the old stuff, and I'm not as big a fan of that.
Oh, I like the old stuff.
No, I mean, she played the new stuff, I meant.
Oh, right, yeah.
Not the old stuff.
No, nobody wants the new stuff.
No, I want Material Girl.
Like Lana Richie doing new songs, like, mate, don't.
Like a Prayer.
I'm going to watch, it's not a competition, but I'm going to watch Beyonce at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in June. Mm. All right?
Nice.
You know who's going to be there in corporate with me, don't you?
Jay-Z.
Yep. Yep. Just hanging out with Hove.
Will you do a little picture in your car on the way down, have some real like hardcore sort of R&B on?
Yeah.
Like you used to do. You used to pick a song, take a photo of what's on the radio. But you'd choose a real sort of niche. Just trying to get respect.
Yeah. Trying to get some juice on the streets. I was in the gym this morning, wasn't gonna mention it, and I had my playlist on.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, I sometimes think, wouldn't Shanks laugh if he could hear this? I got a text from Ryan Shaheen, who's a rugby agent. You might know Ryan. He's, good lad. And I just got a text from him the other day saying, this surprised me a bit, mate, not going to lie to you. And there's this, like, Brixton-based... he's a rapper. I mean, he might not even be a rapper. He might be like a something grime artist or something, but he's a rapper and he's called SR and he does everything in like, his face is covered up. You don't know what he looks like. And he's like super aggressive. Did a song called Welcome to Brixton, which was like, it just popped up on my playlist. When you're in the gym, you like that kind of stuff. So I followed him on Instagram because it suggested it. And I just followed it. I was like, I don't think I've seen a post of his, but that's all fine. And anyway, basically Ryan was like, mate, what are you trying to prove? I was like, yeah, I know. I shouldn't. I'm not. Yeah, I don't listen to him in the car with my kids. Don't worry.
Where's Hall & Oates?
I go between Hall & Oates. I go between Hall & Oates, Dire Straits, Jay-Z, SR. I go Robin. I've got Billy Ocean. Mate, there's all sorts. There's Metallica. There's Guns N' Roses. Everything, mate, on my little playlist. There's The Weeknd. My kids listen to The Weeknd. They know every word. And when they're with me, they are not allowed to have swear words in their music. Like, Daddy, whenever we're not with you, we listen to the proper version. I was like, well, I expect you do, yeah. But I'm telling you, you're not allowed. I'm telling you, if I catch you, I take your machines away.
Fingers out.
So good luck to you. So good luck to you.
How many calories do you do in the gym? Not this competition, I'm just wondering.
Not many. I did about 750.
That's good.
I'm just getting back into it. I've had a lazy month. Telly's been in there the last 2 days. Valery Morozov, the Russian prop who plays for Bath, he did play for Sail Sharks for a long time. He plays for Bath now. G unit. He is a large man with large arms. I said to one of the PTs today, to Ben, I was like, he's a unit. He goes, mate, he's not that much bigger than you. I was like, yeah, he is. And he's like, yeah, he is. and he was curling 80 kilos the other day for reps. His arms are enormous, mate.
Andrew Cotter weight, that is.
Yeah.
Well, it's curling Andrew Cotter, basically.
He's curling, yeah, more than Andrew Cotter, more. But he's doing it for reps, mate, you know, sets of 15. He ain't playing.
I played 18 holes of golf this morning with Bubs.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, did 811 active calories. So I'm nearly at 2,000 already.
That's great.
Yep. So I've got a little bit to play with later about my lunch or my dinner. I've got some flat iron Field and Flower steaks out, which...
Tom, so have I. No joke, so have I for tonight.
We're so alike, we'll start finishing off each other's sentences.
Oh, jinx.
Jinx again.
Jinx again. Oh, God.
How do I cook them?
Unfortunately, it's really easy. Just whack them. You can do them outside or inside.
Don't know yet.
You're doing them inside. Just get them, cover them in salt like you're not at home now, are you?
Why, are you going to say something rude?
No, I was going to say, you might be at home. No, to put them, cover them in salt as soon as you can. So like now, last night, or as soon as you get home, doesn't really matter. Put some salt on them and then just whack them in a really dry, hot pan, no oil. Give them a sear and then just add some butter and garlic and just spoon it over. You know the drill, mate.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do
okay.
it.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
I might do mine outside, actually.
I wasn't sure because they look like they're sort of marbled with a bit of fat. So I'm not sure what cut it is, but I wasn't sure whether I had to cook them low and slow or... No.
Cook them. You don't want to just flash fry them because if there's a bit of marbling in them, do you? But you don't need to go over the top. Just make sure you rest them for at least as long as you cooked them for, ideally a bit longer.
Okay.
That's the key. And what I do with mine is I just get a little bit of, get the old NutriBullet out and make a little chimichurri with it.
I wasn't sure whether there'd be enough, so I've got a little side of two small fillets as well. And if I don't eat them, I'll chop them up and have them at work tomorrow.
Tommy? You're not going to believe this. This is genuinely true. Yeah. So have I.
So I.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Exactly. Honestly, same. They're not big, but they'll be tasty.
They're like...
Yeah, so that's...
Yeah. What would you call them? They're like little mussels for you, aren't they?
Yeah, I just put them in like scallops.
Scallops, that's the word I was after.
Just
I couldn't
feed
find
them
it.
In. Just feed them in.
One at a time.
Just feed them in, swallow them whole, don't even chew them.
But anyway, I beat Bubs 5-4. Didn't want to go on about it, but we both played all right. And he's actually probably one of the best rounds I've seen him play.
Oh, really? Is he all right? Like, do you get a buggy?
No, I carry and walk because I want to do more calories. And he's got a golf trolley because he's got a bad back.
Why has he got a bad back? What would an honest doctor say would be a good idea for his back?
Top heavy.
You said it. I didn't.
No, I don't know. He's always had a bad back.
He's always been top heavy.
He would have made it as a footballer, but yeah. He had a bad back, long range lecky, as they call him. He's ping him from all over. But no, he has got a bad back. So we walked, but he had an electric trolley.
Oh.
But I just have to, like, his chipping's been good. I have to say that because I just hammer him all the time. So his chipping was better. His putting was.
You think he'd be good with chips?
Anyway, that's it. That's the. That's the legal stuff done.
So I've had a lazy month on the training. I went on holiday as well, and I was just a bit over it. But I got back into it, and I am a weak as a lamb. I am very, very weak. I'm working out next to this massive Russian.
A lamb that's genetically grown in Georgia, I might add.
Yeah. A lamb that can bred bench with a bull. 140 for 10. A lamb that can still bench 140 for 10. Don't worry about it.
A lamb whose mother's a sheep and father's a bull.
Yeah, it's a big fat lamb. It's a big fat lamb. So, it's not good. The first few workouts are never good, mate. They're never good. But that's all right. That's all right, Tommy. We're okay, mate.
David, I finished Mare of Kingstown, second
Talk
series.
Thoughts?
Really liked it. I thought it was a really good series, one and two. Only thing I would say is it's obviously meant to be believable, give or take. I just don't know how they can cover up so many murders in a small town like that.
Yeah.
Without, like, FBI coming in, for instance.
We're going to make it go away. We're going to make it go away. Yeah. And it's kind of like, yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Loads of dead people there.
But it was very good. I enjoyed it. And I've started, I think I'm four, I've done Beef, as you know. I hope you've started that. I'm now four episodes into The Diplomat.
Okay.
Which, a little bit of a slow starter, but starting to grow on me, much like when I first met you. And yep. I am now sort of in a place where I'm enjoying it. Kerry Russell is in it, who was in The Americans, which was a, she starred in it alongside Matthew Rhys. And they were two sort
now, apparently, The Americans is amazing. I never.
Yeah, it's really good. I watched like the first couple of series.
What's her name? Kerry Russell?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you saying, are you picking her out because you are in love with her a little bit? Yep. Googled. Yeah, see your point.
She's predominantly, though, she's a fantastic actor.
Yeah, obviously.
Just like Paige Spranick is a brilliant golfer.
Yep. And it's called The Diplomat.
Yeah. It's not got bad reviews on Rotten Tomatoes and other websites, but I'm quite enjoying it. It's quite clever.
Yeah, it's just there's just loads of actors in it, and it's just strange that you picked her out.
Who are the other ones? But,
Rufus Sewell's in it, Alian's in it, David Giassi's in it, Atto Asando's in it, Rory Kinnear's in it. He's a great actor. Bank of Dave, Georgie Henley, Michael McKean.
Are you just reading these, David?
No, I'm just into this sort of stuff.
Okay.
I've googled it, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're liking it. Beef was good. I haven't started Beef yet because we've been on something else, which I'll tell you about in a sec. But,
I'd rather be at the bottom of a ladder I want to climb than halfway up one I don't. That's what I say to you. Carry on.
So The Diplomat, you're enjoying it.
Mm.
Okay, that's good. We've just finished Blue Lights.
Ah. Oh. Is there two series?
Good. No, I think there aren't two series, actually.
Okay.
Could be wrong. No, I think there aren't.
What does blue light spell? Red light spells danger. I know that.
Blue light spells help.
Hmm. Okay, so give us a brief synopsis.
It's what I read a review of it, and I've only just found out that the genre is called police procedural.
Okay.
Never knew that. Did you?
Nope.
It's really good. It's new on the beat, trainee, probation, response officers, so like street cops. And
oh, my favourite.
It's very, very good. I really enjoyed it. Michelle recommended it, and Michelle doesn't listen to these pods anymore because she hasn't got time and she's not interested. But I take her recommendations with a pinch of salt. And it's like if my wife says, oh, someone in my family, my mum or my sisters have recommended this series, I'm like, mate, there is a 75% chance it's going to be insufficiently dark for me. It's just going to be soft. It's going to be Midsummer Murders. And I'm just like, nope.
Like that.
Rather watch car videos, mate. Give me something brutal. That's what I need.
Yeah. Like a lion eating a zebra alive.
Yep. Like a liger in a fight with a grizzly bear. Like I don't want...
Liger's my favourite animal.
Is it?
Mm. Like Napoleon Dynamite. That's his favourite as well. It's not my favourite.
Yo Tina. Come get some ham.
Yeah.
So I need something dark isn't really the word. I need something properly gripping and
I found
Blue Lights really, really good. I thought it was great.
Get into Beef, okay, and let me know.
Yeah, okay. I'm doing it, I'm Googling it to make sure. Beef. Okay, yeah. All right. Dark comedy it is. Mm. Oh, it's got them in it. Okay, yeah. That's good.
Yep.
All right, I'll do that. So yeah, finish that. I'm not sure what else. Yeah, maybe I'll do beef next. Would you do beef or diplomat?
Beef.
Okay. Defo. I just don't watch that much comedy at night. I like to watch.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know. Well, try it.
All right.
You can save it, but make sure you do watch it because it is quite cool. It's clever.
When you turn on the TV, what are the first channels you go to? Like when you go, like when I walk into the kitchen, the first thing I do is open the fridge, whether I'm hungry or not.
Depends what day it is.
Today, Tuesday.
I will.
3 o'clock.
I'll normally go. It'll either be 4:01 or 1:01. So it'll either be Sky Sports News or BBC Breakfast. That is in the morning when I get up at about 6:30. When I get in from work, straight to sport, see what's on. Sometimes I've got golf, sometimes there's the IPL on at the moment as well, which is really good.
Yeah.
And then weekends, 4:01 again, which is Sky Sports.
Yeah.
What about you? 993.
What's that? Janie Cam, Babe Station.
Yeah, I'm probably watching the... Or adult channel, like probably watching a 10-minute teaser you recorded the night before. A cup of tea for breakfast.
No, I don't have... I go straight to YouTube. I do. I don't have a channel. I've got the full Sky package. I was like, oh yeah, give me everything. So I had a couple of years without it. Give me everything. I haven't watched a single movie on Sky. Not one.
What do you do on YouTube? Like, are you looking at like...
Car videos, mate.
I was going to say animal funniest videos.
Yeah, I just Google puppies. No, I just watch car content the whole time.
Okay.
So I basically watch rugby on BT Sport and I watch...
Do you get that free because you work for them?
Nope. It's really expensive as well. Mm, it's really expensive. £29 a month. Like, yeah, really expensive. No, don't get it free. And I'm not contracted to them, you see. So
yet.
Well, no, I never will be.
Just trying to make you feel better.
Hey?
I was just trying to make you feel better.
Yeah, cheers, mate. No, it won't happen. So yeah, I basically don't watch Sky Sports, Sky Movies at all. And like I watch documentary channels.
I got rid of them.
To do what, documentaries?
No, movie channels.
Yeah, I'm gonna bin them as well. I just don't know how to bin them. I'm not very organised. I'm wasting loads of money on Sky basically because I don't watch anything.
I had a little tidy up recently of all of that.
Did you?
Yeah, just got rid of a few channels I don't watch because everything basically on. You can stream it now anyway.
I know, but I've got all the streaming things as well, and it's like Disney, Paramount, Netflix, all this crap, and it's like, oh, mate. I don't know what I should get rid of and what I shouldn't. Apple TV.
Yeah.
Then, like, I was like, I don't want Apple TV. I binned that, and it was like, didn't for then. Then Blackbird came on it, and I'm like, that is the best thing I've seen.
Yeah, but you're better off
ages.
Probably binning it and then signing up again when Slow Horses or Blackbird. Blackbird was amazing. I love that.
Oh, God, that was good.
Yeah.
Can't believe how good he was. Now, I never forget remember everyone's names, but I can't believe how good he was.
Both of them were good, though, weren't they?
They were, but the real bad guy was the real performance, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm with you. Oh. But it's one of those series, I think, that's just gone. Because it's on Apple TV, it's not sort of mainstream. Yeah. It would have gone under the radar a fair bit.
Yeah.
Which is a bit of a shame, but...
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I went to Judgment Day on the weekend, which is the big derby day at the Principality Stadium. And I met up with Budgie. Matthew Bennett had his Indigo box and invited a load of customers and friends. I thought I'd pop in to one of the pubs beforehand just to say hello to them all. And I walked in. I got the train in because I wasn't drinking, but it was just a nightmare trying to get a taxi into town. And as I walked in, oh my days, I looked at everyone and there was probably about 18 people there. Either had Hugo Boss or Ralph Lauren on.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it. And it was just the same smell coming off them as well, like Gucci.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I had to get out of there. And there was me with my new jacket on. I look like Rip at the moment from Yellowstone. I've got like a denim jacket.
You don't. You look like Jimmy.
With Rip's jacket.
Yeah. It's too big for him.
Oh, I'm getting so many compliments about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, denim jacket. It's got a little bit of sort of fur on the collars.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're like John Dutton.
No, I'm Rip.
So you're Rip. So you're Jimmy. You're Jimmy.
Yeah, Rip. You know, if people don't agree with me, I'm going to drive them up to the corner and just boot them off a cliff.
No, you're going to take them to the train station. That's what they call it.
That's right. Oh, but I had to mention that because I've never seen anything like it. Honestly, it was like Z and Co.
Was it? Yeah, Z and Co. Yeah.
But that was, so I popped in there on Saturday and then did the game with Martin Ginlin, which was great because not seen him for a bit, even though I saw him a couple of weeks ago for Cardiff Benetton in the European game. I've not done a game with him for a bit, so
he's a lovely
man. Yeah, great to catch up with him. Where were you? Were you back on our screens? Because I've not seen really any rugby.
Where was I, Tom? God, yeah, I was. Where was I? Oh God. Twickenham, Quins against Bath.
That's right.
Quins against Bath.
That's right.
Funny one because big summer kickoff. It's funny. It's hilarious. Big summer kickoff, so it's the big game basically at Twickenham. 50,000 people, whatever it was. In reality, nothing on it.
Mm.
You know, because Northampton had smacked Newcastle the night before, so Quins weren't getting. They can't make top four. Bath are looking for top eight to qualify for the European big show, which is, again, like I've said a million times on this pod, I understand why the clubs want to be in it. Obviously, you want to be in it, and so do the players. But as a squad, there are lots of squads in that competition that the competition does no favours to, because you want to be in it and it's the top table and all that, but it just bashes you to bits. Whereas if you've got a rubbish team to play at the weekend, if you're trying to get somewhere domestically, it's like, are Bath going to win the Champions Cup next year? I mean, it could do, but it's unlikely. But what's it going to take out of them? And how well have they done in the Prem this year? And how deep is their squad? And that sort of stuff. So they're another... It's another one of those teams where you think, well, yes, you've qualified for that. But it's like Northampton Saints. They're top four, so they're in a playoff semi-final, which is great. And their attack is amazing. But it's like, is it going to be helpful playing, you know, Leinster and Claremont couple of times, you know, in the middle of next season, it's going to bash them to bits. And I don't know. Goes both ways. But it was a really entertaining game. 80 points. 45-35. Didn't know who was going to win it the whole way through. Really good entertainment. Defence largely optional. Quinn's running in tries out wide when they're two men down. Like, it was...
Yeah, but when he's got 80 points in a game, of course it's going to be poor defence. But if you have great attack and great defence, then you're not going to do anything, really, are you? So,
yeah, and we rely on defensive mistakes. That's the whole point, right? Yep. Brilliant attack that forces errors. That's the whole point. So, really, 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 really good value, actually, and sort of a good day out. But it, you know, it wasn't a game with a huge amount riding on it.
Basically. I get that. Same as Judgment Day, mate. Like, the Scarlets and the Dragons, there was nothing on that game. The Dragons won, and they actually played really well. You know, it's been sort of missing really all season. Tame Basham won man of the match, but Steph Hughes was good. Rio Dyer was excellent. Jordan Williams was good. Wainwright was good. Elliot D. Scots were really poor, actually, but they've got a big one this weekend now against Glasgow in the semi final of the Challenge Cup. So maybe they had an eye on that. The Cardiff Ospreys game started off a bit slow, but end up being a cracker. Cardiff dominated the Ospreys, really. And previously, in previous encounters, really, the Ospreys had come out on top. But Tomos Williams, excellent. Absolutely excellent. Thomas Young, probably 5% above Tomos Williams. Because there's a bit of an issue going on in Cardiff at the moment with Dai Young being suspended.
Let's talk about that. I mean, I don't know what you know and what you don't, but... I've read that there have been complaints about Dai Young and he's been suspended until the investigation's carried out.
Yep, that's all I know at the moment. And it's one of those I don't really want to look into too much either. I don't want to start asking my mates who are involved in Cardiff Rugby what's going on. I'd rather just leave them alone and what will unfold. But I hope it doesn't get too messy. But you can see there was a bit extra niggle. Or just attitude, really, in the performance from Cardiff, especially from Thomas Young. I don't think he won man of the match, but I think he should have. He was that good. And it was one of those performances that if Warren Gatland watches it back, because he was in New Zealand, I'm sure he'll get feedback from the other coaches that were there. Take note, you know, it could be an outside chance for maybe a bolter for the World Cup squad.
I mean, obviously, you've got Tipperick, you've got Tommy Raphael.
Yeah,
but Thomas Young for just so Jack long Morgan now has just been Jack Morgan has just been just top class, and it's just bad luck for him that he's in a generation where there's loads.
Huge. And I tell you what, it wasn't mentioned on Scrum 5. I mean, it has been online, but Josh Navidi retiring, mate, at 32 years old, massive blow, I think, for Cardiff and Wales, because so much life left in him. Like, it, you know, wasn't like he was coming towards the end of his career. You know, you'd say he was peaking until he got his bad, neck issue, which is obviously really serious. And probably the last year or so has been plagued by injuries. But he's exactly what Wales need, because, you know, they're all the back row around the same size, but just some are better at carrying than others. Some have just got the natural ability to carry, and just like others are better at tackling. You just naturally are better carriers than others, even though they're all the same size. You just get that.
Yep.
And he was something that Wales massively lacked, I thought, was just his carrying game. So massive shame for him, huge shame for him. And I hope he's okay and gets himself sorted for life after rugby.
Yeah, good on him. Well, I only met him once and we did that filming with him, didn't we? Mm. Lovely bloke.
He's a brilliant bloke, mate.
Big, thick old unit as well.
Yeah, like... Iranian. His father was a wrestler.
That's so right.
You wouldn't mess with him. Well,
no, you wouldn't.
We probably would.
Very, very strong in contact, both sides of the ball.
We probably would. We're mental, mate.
But we'd have his arms off, mate.
Yeah, well, as soon as I see red, mate, see you later. Try stopping me. You know that.
I know that.
To tase me.
Once your eyes go.
Yeah. Paul McKenna, he's the only one who can stop me. Darren Brown.
You're a trank dart. yeah, so that was what else happened. Billy 12 Trees last game for our brutal thing in the Gloucester game. So Gloucester Sale, yeah, it took a while to catch light that game, but it was good. Last 20, 30 minutes were really good. Lewis Rees-Sammet scored a brilliant try, but didn't look quite right. He didn't look like he was running 100% at any point really during the game, but maybe, hopefully he's all right. But his legs looked amazing, very shaved and glossy. But Ben Morgan, number 8, Gloucester, it's his last game after Yonks and Yonks at the club, and he's retiring and all that, and he got a ball a few metres from his own line and decided to just punt it long, and it was kind of a bit of a random kick. Nobody was prepared for it. Straight down the middle, Sale counter-attacked and scored. And it was like, oh, brutal, because that's his last game in front of the home crowd and all that stuff, and that was a pretty brutal ending for him. But yeah, Billy 12 Trees 2 going and whatever, quite emotional stuff. But Sale booked themselves a home playoff semi. So Sale Sharks, Leicester Tigers will be... Because, you know, Surrey Saints is great. That's two... Obviously, it's four excellent sides in the playoffs, but Sale Leicester is... That sounds chunky to me. That sounds meaty. Yeah. Looking forward to that. And it's obviously George Ford against last year's... His club from last year, who won the title and all that stuff, so...
Did a couple of boys shave their heads for Ed Slater at Gloucester as well?
Yeah, Geordie Reed and Billy 12 Trees, yeah. Both of whom had long hair. Geordie Reed had long dreads. Both gone raise a load of money for Ed Slater, so well, class that. Just good blokes, mate. Yep. It's good blokes everywhere in this game.
I know, and unfortunately we're going to say goodbye to a lot of them in Wales at the moment. Not exactly sure who, but there's a lot of players that are without clubs, having to go elsewhere for a lot less money. It's just... reset button's been pressed really on wages here in Wales, and the good times are gone, unfortunately.
But it's also...
It's not sustainable as it is.
No, the good times shouldn't have been so good. It's easy to say that now. And, you know, when we were playing, you know, we were very happy to accept 20 grand a year more or whatever that we had last year. We didn't think about the financial repercussions for the club. You just don't. That isn't how it works. You get offered it, you take it. But... The good times shouldn't have been so good for so long, and that's what's happening, I guess. And there'll be lads now there'll be lads who are having to take less money, leave, go to different clubs, different countries, different leagues. There will also be lads who are just retiring because, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, they'd have been, you know, somebody would have found 150 grand for them or found 100 grand for them. But now it's like, sorry, mate, we can't do that. We need to pay an academy kid a round of drinks instead of paying you, you know, 100 grand, which is actually half what you're currently on, you know? So yep. We, I'm afraid we've got to take it on the chin. We're probably going to get battered in the Champions Cup a little bit, but especially away from home, but I'm afraid we're going to go busted. It's, you know, I not keep reading. I often read things, fans and whatever. And well, it's basically fans and our best mate, Jim Hamilton, who we do love. And he will sort of with a twinkle in his eye and tongue in cheek, he will say things like, you've got to pay the players more, it's such a hard job. What, the players don't earn enough? It's like, well,
get rid of scrums.
Unfortunately, yeah, well, it's like, how can you expect to compete in the Champions Cup if you don't? No, you can't expect to compete. That's the point. Where England are going to compete, but they're very unlikely to win multiple Champions Cups in the next few years.
It's
English
about survival,
teams. Yeah, and it's actually, whether people like it or not, it might come down to however much people love it, Premiership clubs fielding second teams and getting battered to concentrate on the Premiership. It might come down to that because it's incredibly demanding competition, as you well know. So the salary cap has to go down. It's like, pay them more. Yeah, all right, there'll be three clubs left or four clubs left. You'll be knackered then.
Yep.
And then, of course, every time a club dies or goes to the wall, the market's flooded with players. So the value of the existing players drops. It's diluted immediately. So what you're actually saying is, pay the players loads more. Yeah, great. So let's give everyone loads more money. Clubs go bust. Players flood the market, are willing to take anything. And suddenly the guys that you've paid an extra shitload of money to are suddenly worth half what they're worth anyway. So they almost return to their original value because you flooded the market by bankrupting clubs. So it doesn't work.
We need a warning sign now, don't we? Like a sound to come out, because when we talk too much rugby, just to get us back on track.
People don't like it, mate. People don't like it. Honestly, the comments I get are not everyone's nice. You know, they're saying we don't like it, but it's like I never hear someone say, God, it takes you so long to get to the rugby bit. It's always like, yeah, I love your pod because you don't talk about rugby. It's like, yeah, exactly. Mm. It's the best bit. Anything else to, what else do we, there was a game on, yeah, Sarri's beat Irish there in the playoffs. We know that. Newcastle got absolutely battered on Friday night. That was brutal by Saints. Saints, best bit for me, Tom Collins, Northampton. Northampton has said that he has chosen to leave the club, the winger, excellent player. Don't know where he's going, but it wouldn't surprise me if he popped up at London Irish, because Ollie Hassel-Collins has gone to Leicester. Don't know. That could be interesting. I also heard that Sarri's are keeping an eye on Anthony Watson, who's out of contract, and thinking about France or whatever he's thinking about. Apparently he went to Castres and had a look around, thinking about that. But the best bit of the Northampton game was Courtney Laws being back fit. And man, he's so good. He is so good. And he knocks people about. He runs good lines. He carries well. But it's just his hands. Like, as a link player, he's a 6'7" hit man who's also a link player. And it's like, wrap him in cotton wool, because he's a rare beast that if he's at 75%, he starts for England in any position he wants, basically. I think he's that good now.
Did I tell you I got into a little bit of trouble with my sister the other day?
No.
For tickling her baby's feet. She said, I've got to wait until it's born. I've thrown you now, haven't I?
Yeah, but mainly because I'm just rewinding. I don't know if I'm going to say this on our pod. I'm rewinding just to make sure you said tickling my baby's feet. Got in trouble with my sister. Yeah, you're right. Good, you're okay
for tickling her baby's feet.
Yeah, but it would have been. You don't want to tickle your sister's baby's feet, do you?
She said, I should wait till it's born.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's good.
There we are. You can use that on your next Channel 5 show.
Good-o. Yeah. Well done, mate.
Should we end it there?
I think we probably should, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, I'm doing it's semi-finals this weekend in the Champs Cup. I'm going to the studio, I am, and doing Leinster against Toulouse.
Oh, great game, mate.
Decent game.
Yeah, it'd be amazing.
Hey, so next year...
I'm not needed for Scarlets Glasgow. Sam Warburton, OBE.
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
He's brilliant. And... what was I going to say? Yeah, and they've said next year the Champions Cup finals are going to be played at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. They're going to be played at the Spurs Stadium. Oh, amazing nice. Stadium, great choice. I'm just worried about Leinster.
Did you know?
They might have to play away from home. Not winding anyone up when he's playing. Yep.
First game they lost against the Bulls last weekend. Thought they were going to go through the season unbeaten in the URC, and... They did. It is a bit of a second string team they've taken out to South Africa, but didn't see it coming, not by so much.
Yeah.
But there we go. They're human.
They lost to the Bulls, did they? When was that?
On the weekend.
Oh, this weekend. Ah, right. Hang on. I want to look at that. Hang on.
Is he Rocky? He's not a machine.
Oh, God, yeah. Battered him 62-7, yeah. Yeah, I mean... Mate, a second team.
Yeah, but still, second teams of Leinster still beat first teams of most teams in the URC.
That's true. Still, yeah, that's a big win for the Bulls. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
Nice one.
Hey, I'm going to try and start Beef, okay? Or Diplomat, not sure which one yet. Beef, maybe.
Diplomat's a bit more serious, and your brain has to really concentrate a little bit more.
Okay.
So you can't watch car videos on YouTube, all right?
All right, boy. Well done.
Thank you, David. Goodbye.
Cheers,
everybody.
All. Well done, everyone. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.